Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Tell Me Your Life Story. Grandpa is a guided memory journal and keepsake book designed for grandfathers who want to record personal history for their families. Created by Questions About Me, it belongs to a larger series of prompt-based legacy journals centered on family storytelling and intergenerational connection. The book is structured around guided questions that lead the writer through major life stages, including childhood, school, work, relationships, family traditions, values, and reflections. Rather than functioning as a blank notebook, it provides a clear framework that makes it easier to capture memories that might otherwise remain unshared. Its purpose is both practical and archival. It helps organize life stories into a form that can be preserved and passed on as a family keepsake, as a gift book. It is especially suited to occasions such as birthdays, Father's Day, or holidays, when families want a meaningful way to invite an older relative to share experiences and wisdom. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a structured prompt journal for recording a grandfather's life story, the core feature of this book is its guided format. Instead of asking Grandpa to start from a blank page, it offers prompts that direct attention towards specific memories and life periods. That structure matters because many people find open-ended memoir writing difficult, especially when they are not used to writing about themselves. By breaking the process into manageable questions, the journal reduces the pressure to produce a full narrative at once. It also helps ensure that important areas are not overlooked. Childhood, school, work, family life, and personal reflections all receive attention through an organized sequence of prompts. This makes the book useful not only as a writing activity, but also as a memory aid. The guided design encourages completeness without requiring literary skill, which broadens its accessibility. In that sense, the book is less about polished prose and more about preserving firsthand recollection in a format that families can return to later. Secondly, a legacy book built to preserve family history and personal wisdom. This journal is not simply about listing events, it is designed as a legacy object. The value of the book lies in capturing the kind of information families often lose over time: formative experiences, turning points, family traditions, and lessons learned across decades. That gives the book a historical function within the family, even if it is not a formal biography. Its prompts are meant to collect material that can help descendants understand where they came from and how an older family member viewed major life events. The emphasis on memory keepsake use also means the completed book becomes more than a private record. It can serve as a reference point for children and grandchildren who want to know the personal side of family history. Compared with ordinary journals, this gives the book a stronger archival purpose. It supports continuity across generations by turning individual recollection into something durable, readable, and shareable. Thirdly, a conversation starter that supports intergenerational bonding, the book functions well as a conversation starter between grandparents and younger family members. Even though it can be completed privately, the prompts naturally invite discussion because they ask about events, preferences, and personal turning points that often lead to follow-up stories. This makes the journal useful in families that want a structured way to talk about the past without relying on improvised conversation. It can help bridge generational distance by giving grandchildren a concrete way to ask about a grandfather's experiences. That interaction has value beyond the finished book itself. The process of answering prompts can become a shared family activity, especially when a relative helps read, write, or clarify answers. In this way, the book is both a record and a relational tool. Its strength lies in making personal history approachable, turning potentially difficult or vague family conversations into a guided exchange with a clear purpose and lasting result. Fourthly, a thoughtful gift for occasions that call for meaningful family recognition. As a gift, this book belongs to the category of meaningful, personal presents rather than decorative or purely entertaining ones. It is especially suitable for birthdays, holidays, and Father's Day, because those occasions often prompt families to look for something more lasting than a conventional gift. The journal works as a gift because it asks the recipient to contribute something irreplaceable to their memories. That gives the present symbolic weight. Instead of being consumed or used up, it becomes a project that can produce an enduring family artifact. This also makes the book appealing for gift givers who want to express appreciation for a grandfather's life experience, not just his role in the present. The value of the gift depends on the recipient's willingness to reflect and write, but when that happens, it becomes highly personal. Compared with generic keepsake products, this journal has a clearer purpose and a more intimate outcome. Lastly, an accessible alternative to memoir writing that prioritizes reflection over performance. One of the book's most practical strengths is that it makes memoir-style reflection accessible to non-writers. Many people have rich life stories, but would never attempt to write a traditional autobiography. A guided journal lowers that barrier by asking focused, answerable questions rather than requiring narrative planning, chapter structure, or formal style. This shifts the task from performance to reflection. The goal is not to produce a literary manuscript, but to preserve honest memories and observations in a format that can be completed gradually. That approach is especially effective for older adults who may prefer short writing sessions or who want a simpler way to document their experiences. It also means the book can be used at different paces, making it flexible for individual comfort levels. In the broader guided journal category, this is an important distinction. The book values sincerity, clarity, and preservation over polished storytelling. That makes it both practical and emotionally useful for family recording. In conclusion, Tell Me Your Life Story, Grandpa will appeal most to families, grandchildren, and gift buyers who want a practical way to preserve a grandfather's memories in his own words. It is especially useful for readers who value family history, oral tradition, and tangible keepsakes, but who may need a structured format to make the process manageable. The main benefit of the book is that it turns personal recollection into a permanent family resource without requiring memoir writing experience. It can help grandparents reflect on childhood, work, relationships, and lessons learned, while giving younger family members a clearer sense of continuity and identity, compared with many similar memory books. This title stands out because it combines a giftable presentation with a straightforward guided structure that feels approachable rather than formal. Its purpose is not to impress as literature, but to make memories easier to record and preserve. For families that want a meaningful, usable heirloom rather than a symbolic keepsake alone, it offers a focused and durable solution. If you would like to support Questions About Me, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.